On Monday, a small park near the corner of Main and Ash Streets in Hopkinton was the site where tens of thousands of runners and their families gathered to begin a 26.2-mile journey that was for some a shot at sports supremacy, and for others the fulfillment of a lifelong dream. Yesterday, it was the site of a prayer service.
From my standpoint, we need prayer. I mean, the people that are battling for their lives in hospital, they need prayer. But there's also plenty of emotional trauma. And then, of course, we want to pray for wisdom for all the officials involved.
Pastor Rob Davis is the head of the Vineyard Church in Hopkinton and also a runner. On Monday, he ran and finished the Boston Marathon.
It's just a terrific Boston Marathon experience. Just what you'd imagine or dream the race would be like.
After changing into dry clothes, he returned to the finish line with his wife to watch friends cross. And then, two explosions.
The second bomb goes off, which is right in front of us. And so now you just see total carnage because the guy's legs are blown off. And then you start worrying about where are the loved ones and how do you help them out and how do you help the people out that are right in front of you.
It's a day later, and it's a scene Davis is still struggling to comprehend.
I'm a pastor and I'm a runner, and I'm shaking at the moment. And I'm trying to process this bizarre mixture of being part of a sporting event, which is exhilarating, fun, exciting. You've trained for months, and then it ends up in who cares? We got a crisis on our hands. I mean, it was hard to sleep last night, honestly.
Pastor Davis is seeking solace in his faith. He hopes that the prayer service yesterday and another one today might help others begin their healing process as well.
The natural human response is you want justice as in revenge. But really what we all want is peace and joy and security. I mean, that's what we want. How we get it, yeah, we all got a role to play. My role is asking for God's protection and God's peace.
And the strength to run again.
What terrorists would like us to do is, you know, to fold back and to have a different way of life. I want to run next year and, you know, overcome any fears of bombs and that sort of thing, yeah.
So Pastor Davis will be back at the starting line. Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.